Richmond take on Geelong tonight. Jimmy, he's in.
Hello. Here we go. Yellow and black.
Come on.
Hello.
I got a good feeling.
Ding, ding.
What are you feeling?
Ring the bell.
Oh, it's time.
School's out, sucker.
All I remember is this time last year when you went in as favourites, overwhelming favourites against Collingwood. And what happened, Mick?
That's history. Here we go again. Can I say something, though?
Yeah.
I worry for Geelong. Having to go to the big bad MCG, you got to play, or your players must be frightened to travel to the MCG.
No, did you watch
last
week?
It's a night game, too. How spooky.
Did you watch last week? Very good against West Coast.
Yeah, well, half that team's out, so.
You were crook last week. Yesterday.
Oh, I was yesterday, yeah. But you want a doctor's certificate?
No, you had the shits. I know you had the shits, and you still got them now. Because you're shitting yourself about
they're coming on quickly as we speak.
Who we got? Now, I'm just going through. In the 2010s, Richmond have won 3 games. Geelong have won 9. The coaches, Damien Hardwick's only won 3. Chris Scott, 8. So that tells me.
What are you talking
about,
Phil?
Well, it tells me the advantage goes towards the Cats tonight. Mick?
I'll tell you what. If Geelong win, let's have one of those stupid bets.
Right.
I'll do 5 laps around you.
No.
Pants down?
Oh, pants down.
And if Richmond wins.
I'll need one of those little tables with the glasses they set up for marathon runners as I post my 3rd lap. What are you going to do,
mate? I'll do 3 laps around you.
Are you going, Bill? Where will you be?
I'm in a box with me mate Faz.
Now, how do you go working and supporting at the same
not
time.
Working
can
too.
You I'm about do? To say never worked in his life.
Because there's some interesting ones, isn't there, JB? Over in your mob, you've got Lingy and Richo probably
in the same
booth.
No doubt.
Hutto, when he calls, he loves the Cats.
Hutto and Hamish, is he Geelong?
Yeah, he's Geelong.
Hame likes his Cats. Yeah.
There'll be a bunch of supporters in there. Declare themselves or sit it out? How
well,
do you do it,
Richo, of course, 2 years ago, howled like a banshee, didn't he, on the sidelines.
Where do you go, Mickey boy? Are you with the, what are those drunks down the end called?
The Grog Squad.
Grog Squad. Yeah, you with them?
No, they've barred me.
Have they? How good are they? They got some of the best tunes.
They are. They're great. They're supporters in the old school manner.
Yep.
It'll be good tonight. I look forward to going. If we win, it'll be a great night. Yep. And if we lose, given it's a Geelong match, I'm still a good chance to pick up a single mum. Yep. So, you know what I mean?
What about afterwards, Mickey? Do you wander across the past Punt Road into the titty bars? Do you wander in there? And
do you know what? Because strangely enough, you have to walk past them to get to my house.
Yes.
And it does take me about an hour and a half to get home some night. No, you know what I did at once? What's the one? There's one. The Royal.
Oh,
we're naming. Big hello to all my fans now. But I did it once after a St Kilda game. Let's just say we'd had a couple.
Yes.
And I did one lap. I went in and out. Yes. And basically, that lap took 2.5 hours. But it was fun. Listen, it's going to be good.
Yes,
tonight. How many tickets still to be sold?
No, only 800 this morning. So there'll be a sellout. Well done. Because Richmond are very good. There's a few Geelong supporters coming down the highway. You'd like to see a few more. But a big, big crowd.
We're looking forward to it.
Is there what it's about?
I love the preliminary final.
Because
it is the best.
It's the supporters, isn't it?
It's one half of supporting one side, one half supporting the others. It's those who really love the game, not your corporate tosspots who pile in for the grand final next week and on big packages, and some people watching the game for the first time. This is ground zero, hardcore fans. It's great football. They're hard to win. We all joke, but...
Yeah.
Is there a front bar you haven't been in the sort of... K by half a K precinct to Richmond.
No, there isn't. No, there isn't. I could take a bus tour. You know those Hollywood tours? I could take Mickey's pub crawl around Richmond.
Where would you go? Corner Hotel first or is it precinct?
Well, you'd start at the corner or the precinct. Yeah. And are we going clockwise or anticlockwise?
Well, across the road. We'll go across the road.
All right. Are we taking in bottle shops as well as restaurant bars or just
not
pubs?
Not restaurant bars.
Okay.
Pubs.
I would start there.
Vaucluse.
And in there. You know, I was there in 2017 after the grand final win on Swan Street, ground zero for Richmond supporters. It was like we'd won a war.
Mm.
It was there were sailors kissing women. Up flagpoles. And the only bit of violence, ugliness, was actually a brick was thrown through the window of the Holden Centre. Right. And I thought, that's homage. Yeah. that's a Tiger fan acknowledging.
Even though they weren't even in it.
And even though they weren't in it, just a little Bon Mo on the way out.
I must admit, Mickey.
Wouldn't you love to talk like this on your show?
Yes, I would. I'd love to talk for 2 hours.
Oh, wouldn't you, about the Tigers?
I don't have withdrawals.
Mick, I don't have any skin in the game, obviously, so I can sit back and say, much as I don't want any disappointment for Fat, I would love to see a Collingwood-Richmond grand final in this town.
This town will go bonkers, and I'm the same. Like, the stakes are high. Yes. If Collingwood won, I'd probably have to enter a witness protection scheme for possibly a year.
Yes.
However, to think that we might get to live through this town, no one will be going to work.
No,
it'll be like a week off, there'll be carnage. It'll be so much fun. It'll be two tribes, local clubs from the old. I remember it's 1980. It was Victoria Street, and one side was black and white, and one side was yellow and black. And it was pretty much don't cross the road.
And that was a good day for the Tigers.
That was a good day for the Tigers. I still dust off the VHS and pull it out. I leave it on top of the telly.
The great Jeff Raines on the wing, wearing number 4.
It was possibly for the last time.
Would have been a beater.
Might have been.
Would have been a beater back then.
Well, at the
we've got the production staff of your show screaming at us, Mick, so we better let you go.
Oh, but poor old Janie's in. Hello, Jane. Give her a wave. Poor old Janie.
And half a bum head, dangerous.
Oh, dangerous.
Yeah, that's it.
Who's Janie? She's Melbourne.
I'm here.
Oh, g'day, Janie.
You're a Melbourne fan, Janie.
Who's going to win,
who's
Janie?
Winning tonight?
Oh, well, Billy, I love you, but I've got to go to the Tigers. It's a family thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it goes way back in the Kennedy clan.
Oh, does it? Well, he's getting a bit worried. I can tell, Mickey boy. You're a bit worried.
Well, of course you are.
Blixarves goes to Martin. He doesn't touch it.
Oh, my God.
Jack pulls up sore early
now
on.
Now he's diving into the minutiae.
You're still on air. You know that, don't you?
Selwood just continues his great form.
We'll let the two of you go.
Did Ablett play last week?
Radigalia. Look out for the flying Fijian. Radigalia, the flying Fijian.
That sounds like what I came down with yesterday. Bad case of the Radigalia.
Look forward to the show, guys. Thanks for that.
Good on you, Billy. Good luck.
Good on you, champ. All the best to you. Hope you don't win.
It's the Triple M's Rush Hour.